Good morning, everyone. We're going to call the Committee on Finance and Tax. We'll now come to order. If you could please call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Campbell.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Stubbe.
Here.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And please silence any of your electronic devices. And anyone who wishes to speak before the committee, if you could please fill out a comment card, request to speak card. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And this is going to be an exciting year, at least for me. This is a new committee. It's actually not even a committee that I have sat on before, so I'm looking forward to serving on this committee. And what I did have was the staff put together for all of you a book with kind of the purview of the things that are covered in this committee and just kind of an overview of what the committee is going to be, just kind of what we typically cover. So, but before we do that, I would like to take a moment to introduce the members and then also the staff so we know who to talk to when we have questions and concerns. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the Vice Chair, Senator Garcia, if you don't mind introducing yourself, and then we'll go to down the line this way and we get to Stubbe last.
Garcia, Senate District 36. It's Northwest Miami-Dade County.
And Senator Rodriguez.
Chair, members, morning. Jose Javier Rodriguez, Senate District 37 in Miami-Dade as well. And I think we're going to continue on that theme. Yep.
Good morning. I'm District 38, Daphne Campbell, a part of Miami-Dade. Thank you.
And Senator Stubbe?
Greg Stubbe, Senate District 23, which is all Sarasota County and a portion of Charlotte County.
Okay. We also have staff that have been going to be very helpful to us this year. And there is actually a little bit of a, in here, I believe there's a little bit of a bio sheet on our staff members so you know a little bit more about them. But in doing that, I'm also going to let our staff director, Jose, and I'll let Jose pronounce his last name so I don't butcher it, or either Senator Rodriguez or Garcia can feel free to introduce Jose. To introduce yourself, and then we'll let the staff introduce themselves if they'd like.
Okay. I'm Jose Diaz-Arguelles. I've been with the Senate for, I guess this will be my seventh session with the Senate. Before that, I worked in the House for about 15 years and served as staff director over there for about 8 years. In addition to that, I've done a few other things, private sector, and worked with other agencies. And we're here to help you all.
I'll add a little bit. I've actually known Jose longer than a lot of people. My husband was in law school. He was an intern with this committee and then in the House. So I've known Jose a long time and looking forward to the opportunity to work with you. And then we'll go down this way, if you don't mind.
Good morning. I'm Lynn Wells. I'm the committee administrative assistant. I've been with the committee a little over 2 years, and I'm just very happy to be part of the team.
Good morning. I'm Ellen Fournier. I've been with the Senate Finance and Tax Committee for several years. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Stephen Gross. I'm starting my third year. Economics is my my specialty, I guess, in this analyst position. And that's it.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Robert Babin. I've been with the Senate Finance and Tax Committee for about 7 years. Before that, I was with the Department of Revenue. And before that, I had a career in the military. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'm also going to turn it over now to the staff director to explain a little bit of the purview. I did notice that there was a couple books in here. Can I download them on Amazon and listen to them on my drive? Or? I'm kidding.
The books out there. Well, no, I don't think we're there.
The
yet.
Florida Tax Handbook. Yeah. No, go ahead.
I'm just going to briefly touch on the items that are in your materials. The folks at the table have tabs, but there are no tabs that match in the what got published. But it goes in order. The jurisdiction of the committee is pretty much what the name says. We basically. Most of the bills referred to the committee, to the subcommittee, deal with state and local government taxes. Taxes in a general term. We also deal with some fees, particularly we don't deal with regulatory fees, but fees that are act like a tax. We deal with, for example, when we increase the highway safety fees a few years ago and put the money into general revenue, those came through this committee. We also, every now and then, we'll get bills referred here that deal with state or local government bonding and finance, but those kind of come and go. And then at the staff level, we also represent the Senate in the revenue estimating conference process, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that a little later. The next sheet in that tab is just three resources that I think, if you really get interested in this, you'll find interesting. The first one there is Article 7 of the Florida Constitution. That is the finance and tax article of the Constitution, and I just mention that because it has some restrictions on what the legislature can do in the tax area. For example, it includes the prohibition against an income tax. It also mandates this is where the balanced budget requirement that we have originates for. It basically, the Constitution says, you know, that provision shall be made by law for raising sufficient revenues to defray the expenses of the state in each fiscal period. And that's where we, as you probably all know, we differ from the federal government. And it also guides how it guides how governments can borrow money, the restrictions on how to borrow money for operations and what we can borrow money for. And it also contains in one area, in the property tax area, the Constitution provides a framework for both what we can and can't do and on the things that the legislature does, how to do them. If you'll notice, over the past few years, we've seen a lot of constitutional amendments that deal with property taxes, and the reason for that is if the authority to do something in that area is not in the Constitution, the legislature pretty much can't do anything, or very little. The two handbooks that I mentioned there, the Florida Tax Handbook and the Local Government Financial Handbook, Financial Information Handbook, contain a wealth of information on our taxes. They're great introductory materials, research materials, and I encourage you to take a look at them. Both of those used to be published, and every member got their own copy a couple of years ago. They stopped doing the local government one, and I think this year the handbook, the Florida Tax Handbook, will not be published. And there's no Kindle version, and nothing you can listen in the car that I know of. So I urge you to take a look at this. What I do with and I will do next year with both of these is basically print them and put them in a binder because we use them all the time. The next page is just to show you what's in is a table of contents of the 2016 tax handbook. So it kind of shows you what's in there. But I really wanted to use the sheet just to show you the breadth of topics that the subcommittee may have to deal with. Now we don't deal with all these every year. We mostly deal, you know, sales tax, corporate tax, or there are two things that kind of come in all the time, and property tax issues also lately. And that's all that's there. On the next tab, three, there's sort of an explanation of the consensus estimating conference and how that works. We are mostly concerned with the revenue estimating conference. I'm not going to go through this one by one, but the way the conferences work is there are four voting principles. I'm the representative for the Senate in the revenue estimating conference. My counterpart in the House is the representative for the House. The governor's office has a representative, and the director of the Office of Economic and Demographic Research. And to reach a decision or an impact, all four of us have to agree. So it's a consensus process. It's not a majority. We all have to agree. The thing we're going to deal we do what I call the big conferences. There's three conference sessions, one in the spring that's coming up, well, later, for the legislative budget. In the summer, we do one for the long-range financial plan, and we just finished doing the fall season for the governor's budget request. We also do impact conferences, and those are to put fiscal impacts on proposed legislation. And that's really what we'll deal with the most, because those are the impacts that end up in the staff analysis of bills. We'll start that process in January, and it runs through basically the end of session. If you have nothing to do on Friday morning, we'll be on TV, more than likely, a meeting and putting impacts on bills. And you'll get comments on these. Some people do not agree with our conclusions, and we try to explain them as best we can. A lot of times you'll hear people say, well, you know, my proposal to exempt something has no impact because nobody wants a fiscal impact. But there's usually a reason that we ended up with a fiscal impact, and we will be explaining that. We're open to the public. It's on TV, and we allow interested parties to participate and provide us information. And sometimes, frankly, the people seeking an exemption may have better information than we can get somewhere else, so we will give it all due consideration. The next tab four, I didn't mean this to do it to go back to school, but these are some definitions that apply in this area. And the reason I put them here is because every now and then they become important, and the distinction between a tax and a fee is something that comes up. Under the Constitution, taxes have to be approved by general law. What that means is that the state, that the legislature cannot, by special or by local bill, with some wiggle room, pass a local bill, for example, that allows one county to impose a tax. That is not, if there's really good reasons for doing that, you can do it, but in general, you cannot do that. So just because we call something a fee, the court is going to look at what a fee is versus what a tax is. The other time it comes up is in local governments. Local governments have home rule authority to do a lot with fees, with special assessments, with impact fees. But they cannot do, to repeat myself, they can't do anything in the tax arena without having legislative authority. The other part of these definitions on the second page of those that I wanted to mention a little bit is the idea of recurring and non-recurring. We keep track of those, recurring funds or funds that are going to be coming in every year. A sales tax is a good example. Non-recurring in the tax area, for example, if you grant an exemption for a year, that's a non-recurring loss of revenue. The budget people keep track of this distinction. You don't want to start funding recurring programs with non-recurring revenue because you're going to run out. You're not going to be able to fund that program in the future. And because of situations like that, the Constitution actually has a limit on the amount of non-recurring revenues that can be used for recurring expenditures unless the legislature approves it by more than a 3/5 vote. So that's a distinction that we keep track of, and the accounting folks keep track of. The last tab is there were four constitutional amendments that passed this last election that affect revenues. The use of marijuana for debilitating medical conditions. Under current law, the sale of marijuana products at retail is taxable. And we'll probably be keeping an eye on how that the amendment gets implemented to see what the impact will be on revenues. And that will depend on how broad or how narrow it is. Another amendment was a tax exemption for totally and permanently disabled first responders. And that amendment passed. But it needs to be implemented. I haven't seen any legislation yet, but I expect we will. I think the House member that was really interested in this is working on something. The next thing that passed was the solar devices or renewable energy source device property tax. It's both an exemption and an assessment limitation. Senate Bill 90 by Senator Brandis has been filed to implement that amendment, so we'll be dealing with that. And the last one is a homestead. This is a local option homestead tax exemption for senior low-income long-term residents. That originally passed in 2012, but it applies to homesteads that are valued at less than $250,000. And what people discovered real quickly is that you could get the exemption 1 year because your property was worth $245,000, but the next year it appreciated and you lost it. So what this amendment does, it says that once you qualify, you get to keep it even if the property appreciates. And that has been implemented already. And with that, Chair, I'm questions? Or?
Do we have any questions? Well, thank you. And I think, I was joking earlier, obviously, on the Florida Tax Handbook, but I would recommend that you look at that. You know, the other committees and appropriations have the challenge of figuring out how to spend all of the money. We're the committee that's looking at all the revenues that are coming into the state, and any decision that's made that's going to affect those revenues one way or the other, we need to be cognizant of how that's going to affect our entire budget, because we do have to have a balanced budget. So it is a serious purview. And it's exhaustive, and this is great staff that's going to be able to work with us on how we make the decisions with regards to, as my personal philosophy is, let the people of the state of Florida are the most responsible and to have as much of their money as possible to spend their own money. But there is a purview and responsibility of the state as well of things that we have to take care of, and that's where these tax revenues are here to fund. State doesn't create anything on its own. All the money we have comes from the people of the state of Florida. So, and this committee is looking at those taxing sources and fees. So, thank you very much for the explanation, and I do challenge you guys to look at the, how one penny here, one penny there does make a difference, and we look at that and be aware and informed so we have to make decisions. So with that, Senator Garcia, if no other business, no other questions, he moves, we rise, or adjourn.